was a group that hid themselves.
这个叫 the hidden sea.
They were called the hidden sea.
那么这些人其实就是 unity of brethren, 就是合一的弟兄。
And these were the unity of brethren.
他们有异象。
They had a vision.
他们有亮光。
They had light.
因为主把晨星给他们。
Because the Lord gave them the morning star.
虽然别人不明白他们。
Even though others misunderstood them.
但他们无论如何为了主的缘故。
But for the Lord's sake.
现在他们把他们自己藏起来了。
They hid themselves.
那么 Christian David. Christian David 就是他们中间的一个弟兄
was one of the brothers among them.
他有一个负担,
he had a burden.
他要找到一些的地方是能够叫这班弟兄们能够安心过日子。
He wanted to find a place where these hidden brothers could have a place to live peacefully.
这个弟兄是个木匠而已。
He was but a carpenter.
他是很简单的弟兄。
A very simple brother.
结果有一天他遇到身心道夫。
So one day he met
Vincentor. 那么和身心道夫交通那里的光景。
And he had some fellowship regarding the condition with his
然后身心道夫就告诉他们说,
So Vincentor told us.
这些弟兄们欢迎来到他所在的他的这个他的那个领土的范围。
So I welcome these brothers to come to my piece of land.
所以 Christian David 这位弟兄,
So Christian David,
他摩西啊，从埃及到迦南只跑一趟。
You know Moses went from Egypt to the Promised Land once.
但这个摩西跑了10趟。
But this Moses walked 10 times.
所以，结果就把这一班弟兄们，就把有些弟兄们，就把他们带到东德，到了德国去。
So he brought many of these hidden brothers to East Germany.
结果就在离开这个Zinzendorf，Zinzendorf住不远的地方。
So the place that was very close to Zinzendorf's home.
申信道夫住的村子叫做伯特里村。
Zinzendorf's home was Bettelsdorf.
那这个是他住的地方。
That is where he lived.
但是离开他住不远的地方有一个小山丘。
But close to where he lived, there was a small hill.
那么上面有森林。
And on top of that, there was a forest.
不过有一度时间，因为没有人照顾他，都是沼泽地。 Marshland.
Then because nobody took care of that land, it was actually a marshland.
但是呢，最后他们终于找到了可以住的地方。
But at the very end, they were able to find a place where they could live.
我们知道从1722年，他们慢慢慢慢就陆续的，有的人就定居在那个地方。
So from 1722, many of these brothers came to settle there.
所以因为这个 Christian David 这位弟兄是个木匠。
Because Christian David was a carpenter,
所以当他砍下第一棵树的时候,
so when he chopped down the first tree,
你看这一班弟兄们聚在一起,
the brothers were gathered together.
他们就读这个诗篇84篇里面的话,
they read a verse in Psalm 84.
麻雀为自己找着房屋, 燕子为自己找着刨除之窝。
Yea, the sparrow has found a house and the swallow a nest for herself.
他们高兴得不得了。
They were so happy.
现在他们终于不再漂流。
No longer did they have to wander.
但是姊妹们他们说, 姊妹们看到那个的情形。
But the sisters, when they saw that condition,
那有一个姊妹她圣经很熟啊。
One of the sisters, she was very familiar with the Bible.
她以马可福音第8章第4节的话,
so she used the phrase in Mark 8:4.
她说在这野地从哪里能得饼叫这些人吃饱呢?
She said, where shall we find bread in this wilderness?
然后另外一个弟兄圣经也很熟,
and another brother who was always
familiar with the
Bible, he says, if you believe in the Son of God, you will see His glory.
所以这是这么开始的,
and that's how they began.
那么后来他们就建成一个村子,
and then they built up a village.
这个村子德文叫做 Hundhut,
and in German, this village is called Hundhut.
这个Hundhut有两个意思,
Hundhut has two meanings.
一个是神守神看守神神神 看守他,
the one meaning is the Lord is watching over it.
那这是一个意思,
that's one meaning.
还有一个意思就是说为着主的缘故你来看守,
the other reason is for the Lord's sake you watch.
那因为我们大家都不会德文,
because we don't know German,
我假定大家都不会,
or I'm assuming that you don't know German,
把它翻译一下, 我们比较容易记得一点就是,
so we're going to translate it into Chinese.
所以这个村子叫做守望村,
so this is
Hundhut.
100 places. So now we have two villages.
一个是圣经道夫住的地方,
one place is where Zinzendorf lived.
一个呢,是这些难民啊, refugees, 他们从捷克斯拉夫那边来的,
and those in the other village is where these refugees from Czechoslovakia settled.
但是你知道今天的捷克斯拉夫是包括当时的波西米亚和当时的摩尔维亚。
So of course today's Czechoslovakia encompasses the Bohemia and the Moravia at that time.
德国人就叫这些人叫摩尔维亚人,
Moravia. So the Germans called these people Moravians.
所以你看这些人他们本来是合一弟兄们,
so these used to be the unity of brethren.
那么他们就来到一起了,
but they gathered together.
但是问题你怎么聚会呢?
So how do you meet?
不要忘记那个时候是路德是国家的叫 state church.
Don't forget at that time it was a state church.
那么好了，现在要问说那个礼拜堂在什么地方？
Where is the cathedral?
路德会的礼拜堂。
Where is the Lutheran chapel?
这个到底在哪里?
Where is it?
那么他们能不能随便自己聚会呢?
Can they meet by themselves?
你在路德会的这个国家里面,
if you are in the state Lutheran state church,
现在这些人是客人。
Now these people are but visitors. Yes.
所以如果他们聚会的话,
if they are to gather together,
他们当然到路德会去聚会啊。
Of course they have to go to the Lutheran church.
那个礼拜堂到现在还在啊。
And that Lutheran chapel is still there.
而且你知道新兴道夫就在他们聚会的。
And you know Zinzendorf met at the Lutheran chapel.
新兴道夫因为是公爵,
because he was a duke,
他不能和所有弟兄们坐在一起的,
he cannot sit with the commoners,
因为这是国家教会,
because this is a state church,
代表国家的,
it represents the state,
圣经道夫也代表国家的,
Zinzendorf also represented the state,
虽然在一起聚会,
even though they gathered together,
大家都是弟兄不错,
all are brothers,
但是他不能和弟兄坐在一起的,
but he cannot sit with the commoners,
所以如果你到那个礼拜堂去看的话,
so if you go to that chapel,
你发现它上面有个包厢的,
you will see that there's a chamber,
这个专门为着他, 新兴道夫他一家的人的,
and that chamber was for Zinzendorf and his family.
那么你想想啊, 这些弟兄们本来都是弟兄的,
before they were all brothers.
他们本来就是这个合一的弟兄们,
they were the unity of brethren.
他们都是很平常的,
and they were very common.
大家都是一样的,
everybody was the same.
你想啊, 他们跑到路德会去聚会的时候,
but when they went to the Lutheran church,
虽然这个我们的, 他们的 master, 其实他们的 屋主就是 owner, 就整个这块地的所有人就是新兴道夫嘛。
And of course the owner of that land was Zinzendorf.
他把这块地让我们能够住下来。
He gave them that land for them to live.
他是我的弟兄不错。
He is my brother.
那你一到路德会去的时候,
but as soon as you go to the Lutheran church,
他是高高在上的。
He is exalted on high.
那我们这些就是干弟弟在下。
And we are low commoners.
那起头大概也没有什么话说。
Of course they didn't have much to say.
因为你是客人嘛。
Because you're a guest.
你是没有地方去的嘛。
You really don't have any place to go.
所以第一年, 第二年, 大概都没有什么事情。
So the first or second year nothing happened.
刚开始大家都觉得很
Everybody thought it was very nice.
但是不要忘记啊, 这个路德会礼拜堂聚会的人不光是路德会的人啊,
but don't forget those meeting in that Lutheran church were not very Lutheran.
有的人是从前是天主教徒,
some used to be Catholics.
有的当然是路德会的,
some are Lutherans.
有的根本是改革宗的,
some were actually Reformed.
这个改革宗就是跟随加尔文那一班人,
and those who were reformed followed Calvin.
他们一天到晚就讲神的拣选，就讲神的预定。
They talked about predestination.
那个对于他们来讲都是开眼界，他们从来没有看过这样的事。
And they had never seen that before.
然后还有 Anabaptist, 还有这个崇敬派的弟兄。
And there were some Anabaptists there.
所以你看这么多人就聚在那个地方。
And all those people gathered in one place.
因为他们不能随便聚会嘛。
Because they can't just.
你国家教会当然你就参加，但你的背景都不一样的。
You have to go to the state church even though your background is different.
所以你能想想看。 当这些人聚在一起的时候,
when they gather together,
怎么聚会的?
How do they meet?
你明白吗? 这些弟兄们是明白真理的。
They understood the truth.
他们老早就和巴比伦划清界限。
They already separated themselves from Babylon.
所以他们很简单嘛。
They were very simple.
他们在这波比很简单。
It was very easy for them to break bread.
他们聚会也很简单。
Very easy to gather.
什么都是非常简单的。
Everything very simple.
但现在不一样了。
But now it's different.
现在他们波比的时候,
when they break bread,
因为是路德会。
Because it's a Lutheran church.
所以那个时候薄饼还是从前望弥撒这个小圆饼。
They actually still use the wafers of the mass.
这个小圆饼还不要紧啊。
And not only do they use the wafers,
上面还有一些记号呢。
But they still have markings on the wafer.
看在合一的弟兄们的眼睛里面。
So in the eyes of the unity of the brethren,
他们越看越生气啊。
As the more they look, the more angry they got.
我们老早已经从那里面出来了。
We already came out of all that.
但是弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在呢,我们一定要在一起聚会。
But we have to gather together.
所以你能够想象得到,
now you can think.
起头很好的,
at the beginning it was fine.
慢慢过了5年以后,
after 5 years.
现在守望村里面一共来了300位。 就是Unity of Brethren，就是这个合一的弟兄们。
So in Hanhe there was about 300 Unity of Brethren.
然后和别的弟兄在一起聚会，你知道人数是很多的。
And then so with others gathered, there were many brothers gathered together.
这个礼拜堂虽然小啊，但是graveyard它的这个整个的外院呢，最少可以容纳1000人。But
if you add the graveyard and the outskirts of this chapel, you could seat about 1,000 people.
所以他们就，所以你就他们在一起聚会了。And
they gathered together.
但是后来他们忍耐，通通用光了。
But at the end, their patience ran out.
你看见吗? 人的完全用光了。
Their patience ran out.
5年前呢,
5 years before,
Christian David 说，麻雀终于找到了自己的房屋了。
It was Christian David who said that the sparrow finally found a house.
现在5年以后，你知道 Christian David 怎么说吗？
But 5 years later, you know what Christian David said?
他这个地方简直就是索多玛蛾摩拉。
He said that this place is but Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以弟兄，你看这是不是很实在的一件事？
Isn't this a very real thing?
今天神的儿女如果在一起聚会的话，
If the children of God gather together,
如果通通是路德会，没有事。
If everyone is a Lutheran, then there's no problem.
如果通通是这个合一弟兄们，也没有事。
If everyone is a Unity of Brethren, there's no problem.
通通是改革众，也没有事。
If everyone's a Reformer, no problem.
通通贵格会，也没有事。
Everybody a Protestant, no problem.
但是现在问题在这里，
no problem.
什么是主的教会？
But what is the church?
我们叫哥林多教会，有人说我是属保罗的。
The Corinthian church, somebody says, I am a Paul.
有人说我是属基法的。
Some said, I am a Cephas.
但主说你们是属肉体。
But the Lord said, you are flesh.
基督是分开的了。
Is the body of Christ divided?
对，弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？
You see that?
因着这个缘故，
For this reason,
神现在把他们都带到一个地方来了。
God brought them to one place.
这是神的主宰。
That is His, it is His doing.
Sovereignty.
His sovereignty.
现在他们通通聚在一个城里面。
They are all gathered in one village.
你看见本来不在一起，他们通通在一起了。
Now they are on one village.
所以这个怎么下去啊？
How would they continue?
索多玛阿摩拉怎么待下去啊？
How can you have Sodom and Gomorrah?
但他们实在没有地方可以去。
But they had no other place to go.
这个时候，圣经道夫看得很清楚。
At that time, Zinzendorf saw very clearly.
他的的确确是相信圣徒合一。
He believed in the unity of the brothers.
他觉得神的儿女不能分。
He felt that the children of God could not be divided.
所以他所看见的意象其实就是
So the vision that he saw was the vision found in Matthew 17.
很清楚，很清楚的。
Very clear.
所以他就决定做一件事。
So he decided to do one thing.
他就把他的家就从那个伯特利村就搬到这个守望村去。
So he moved from Bethelsdorf, his home, to Hernhut.
这个中间走路大概要20分钟。
So the distance is about 20 minutes walk.
那么中间是一片的森林。
And it is a forest.
现在他就和弟兄们完全住在一起。
So now he decided to move to be with the brothers.
然后每天和他们在一起聚会。
Every day he gathered with them.
每天一家一家去访问他。
Every day he visited family by family.
那弟兄姊妹，他一面祷告。
On one hand he prayed.
一面看望他们。
On one hand he visited them.
然后到了1722年5月12号那天。
Then in May 12,
1722, 他把全村的人都聚在一起。
He gathered all the people of the village.
他花3个钟头到4个钟头的时间。
He spent 3 to 4 hours time.
和他们讲神儿女中间分裂有何等的可怕。
He shared of how scary the division of the children of God is.
那圣灵实在与他同在。
And the Holy Spirit was with him.
他的话实在是很有能力。
His words were full of power.
然后他说，我们能不能在神面前一同立一个约？
He said, can we have a covenant before God?
我们在神面前立一个约，我们要彼此相爱。
Can we have a covenant that we can love one another?
我们不再自己觉得自己是对的。
No longer do we think that we are right.
我们不再相咬相吞。
No longer do we want to swallow each other.
因为主的话要我们彼此相爱。
Because the word says that we should have brotherly love.
我们虽然看法不一样，但是我们不能不彼此相爱。
Even though our viewpoints are different, we cannot help but love one another.
所以只要谁愿意，请你举出手来。
As long as you are willing, please raise your hand.
结果圣灵大大的感动。
So the Holy Spirit touched.
就是那天下午。
That afternoon.
你看印度圣灵工作的结果。
Because of the work of the Holy Spirit.
几乎全村都说我愿意。
almost everyone in that village said, I am willing.
圣灵就大作工。
And the Holy Spirit did a mighty work.
圣灵光照他们。
The Holy Spirit enlightened them.
给他们看见他们怎样的不赦免人。
Showed them how they did not forgive
people. 他怎样的这许多的难处。
Showed them all their difficulties.
圣灵真的工作。
The Holy Spirit worked.
圣灵不是工作一天呢。
He did not only work one day.
圣灵工作了四个月。
The Holy Spirit worked for 4 months.
所以那个夏天是一个黄金的夏天。
That summer was a golden summer.
对他们来讲。
For them.
这是件了不起的事。
It was an amazing thing.
他们做梦也没有想到这种光
景。They would have never dreamt that.
弟兄姊妹，然后呢，你叫 Christian David， 就带着他们呢读约翰一书。
Then Christian David took them and led them to read 1 John.
你看神的话充满他们。
And their word was the word of love. God filled them.
他们不是爱神。
Not only did they love
him, 他们也彼此相爱。
They love one another.
那么一直等到有一天。
Until one day.
就是八月十三号的前一个主日。
The Sunday before August 13th,
那圣灵大大的做工。
The Holy Spirit worked.
我看见那个整个聚会的 graveyard 外面的外院，一千人挤得满满满满的。
The entire place, even the graveyard was full, over 1,000 people.
他们要听主的话。
They wanted to hear God's word.
结果他们说好了。
They said, okay.
我们下礼拜三就是八月十三号。
They said, next Wednesday, which was August 13th.
我们要在主面前一同来擘饼纪念主。
We will gather together and break bread before the Lord.
不要忘记哦。这个是在这个路德会的礼拜堂里面的。
Remember, these are those in the Lutheran church.
现在圣灵在那里做工。
The Holy Spirit is working.
所以他们就来到一起来擘饼纪念。
So they got together to break bread to remember our Lord.
记得当他们一唱诗歌的时候。
When they sang the hymn,
圣灵就做工了。
The Holy Spirit worked.
他们分不出来到底是唱诗的声音还是哭泣的声音。
They couldn't differentiate between singing a hymn or whether it was weeping.
圣灵让他们感觉到他们自己是个罪人。
The Holy Spirit made them feel that they were sinners.
他们怎样不肯饶恕他们的弟兄。
How they couldn't forgive one another.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见当圣灵这样做工的时候
When the Holy Spirit works in such a way,
那是稀奇的很
It is quite amazing.
八月十三号那一天
The day August 13th,
就变成了他们的五旬节
became their Pentecost.
从那里开始
From that day on,
就带进了一个很大很大的复兴
A great revival occurred.
这个复兴严格说来是个德国的复兴
This revival Strictly speaking, is a German revival.
严格说来是守望村的复兴。
Strictly speaking, is a Herrnhut revival.
但是写历史的人
，But historians,
因为里面很多人是从摩尔维亚来的
，Because many people came from Moravia.
所以就说他们是摩尔维亚的弟兄。
So historians call it the Moravian revival.
其实很多是德国人的
，But many were Germans.
但是不管怎么样
，But no matter what,
这一次的复兴果然是个大的复兴。
This revival was a great one.
你看圣灵做了奇妙的工作。
The Holy Spirit did Amazing work.
那现在我们听听他们怎么讲那一天的事情。
So let us see how they describe the events of that day.
我们听听 Christian David 怎么说。
Let us see what Christian David said.
他说那真是一个神的神迹。
It is truly a miracle of God.
从我们这个不同的这个宗派有天主教，有路德会，有改革宗，有这个有这个崇敬派等等，而且我们居然能被融成了一个。
It is truly a miracle of God that out of so many kinds and sects, as Catholics, Lutherans, Reformed, Anabaptists, and the like, we could have been melted together into one.
而另外一个弟兄说
，And another brother said,
他的亨魂呢，居然变成了基督活的教会。
Herrnhut became a living congregation of Christ.
连圣西道夫自己都说
，And even Zinzendorf concluded，
他说八月十三号
，He said August 13th，
那个日子乃是圣灵浇灌在他教会中的日子
，Was a day of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the congregation。
所以这是我们的五旬节
，It was our Pentecost。
另外一个弟兄说
，Another brother said，
那天圣灵把我们浸到一个爱里面
，That day。The Holy Spirit baptized us into one love.
结果他们结果就结果你看见就是那天就带进了整个的复兴。
And that day it was brought ushered in the revival.
后来21年以后
，21 years later，
圣经道夫回想五月十二号那天的事。
When Zinzendorf looked back and thought of what happened on May 12th,
他说当我们回想到21年前的时候
he said 21 years ago,
那个时候我们心中还有个疑问
there was a matter of doubt,
到底亨魂这里的聚会
whether Herrnhut
是 完是根据主的蓝图而有这个教会呢？
Whether it will become conformed to the genuine idea of a church of our Savior,
还是就成为许许多多宗派里面的一个呢？
Or would it become but like a sect?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因着那一次的复兴，
Because of that time's revival,
在守望村产生了一个合一的见证。
Hernhut had one unified testimony.
当他们和这个 testimony合一的见证
，the testimony of unity。
那因着他们这样的，真的彼此相爱的缘故
，because they loved one another。
那弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这里面需要许多的代价
，there had price had to be paid。
需要学许多十字架的功课
，the lessons of the cross had to be learned。
因着这个缘故
，for that reason，
他们因着彼此相爱
，because they loved one another，
因着交通的缘故
，because of fellowship，
所以他们就丰富起来了。
They became rich。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为你看见神给这些合一的弟兄们。
God gave these united brethren.
神给他们一些丰富。
They gave them some riches.
因着交通的缘故。
Because of fellowship.
现在路德会你怎么慢慢就看清楚了
？The Lutherans were able to be enlightened.
那么路德会他们所得着的
，and those that for the Lutherans what they received.
那些从主那里得来的
，what they received from the Lord.
结果有的人也看见了
，others were able to see as well.
有的丰富是。崇敬派的丰富
，Maybe some riches came from the Anabaptists.
有的丰富是改革中的丰富
，Some riches came from the Reformers.
现在因着彼此交通的缘故
，And because they had fellowship with
one another. 你看见说整个大卫家的药门打开了
，You see that the doors were open in David's house.
开了就不能关，关了就不能开。
Open and it cannot be shut. Shut and it cannot be opened.
结果因着他们这样彼此相爱
，Because they love one another.
神就给他们智慧
，God gave them wisdom.
所以弟兄姊妹。你看见说这是实在主在他们身上工作。
It is indeed a work of our Lord.
你如果今天到这个，如果今天你到这个，亨霍去，到守望村去的话
，If you go to Hernhut today，
最叫你受感动的
，The thing that touches you the most，
那些圣灵还在
，The forest is still there，
那些圣灵的人已经不见。
But the people in the forest are no longer there.
那是几百年前的事。
That happened hundreds of years.
那个复兴老早过去。
That revival was past.
同样的一片森林。
But that same forest.
但在森林里面留下一些东西。
But in the forest, some remnants.
有很多石头的板凳。
There are many benches made out of stone.
然后呢，板凳的包围着一个石头做的桌子。
And then there's a table made out of stone.
这里一圈，那里一圈，到处都这样一圈一圈的。
You had one cluster here, another cluster here, another cluster here.
他们每天早晨五点钟就开始聚会。
Every morning they began meeting at 5 in the morning.
他们聚完会以后，每个人都去上班去了。
And after they met, they would go to work.
农夫就去耕田。
Farmers would go till the ground.
裁缝去做衣服去了。
The tailor would go make the clothing.
然后到了晚上，他们又在一起聚会。
And at night they would meet again.
那么弟兄姊妹，他们就分成一群一群，一班一班的。
They would meet in clusters and different groups.
他们在哪里聚会呢
？Where did they meet?
他们常常就在森林里面。
They met in the forest.
他们一同在一起祷告。
They prayed together.
在一同在一起唱诗歌。
They sang together.
所以我们知道说，
so we know.
很明显的，
very clearly.
你看当初主在德国所做的。
What God did in Germany.
在派且在这个所谓金钱派人中间所做的
，What the Lord did amongst the pietists，
现在在他们身上又做了
，Again it was done in their lives。
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
So thank you。
现在你看见吗？这个丰富不光是当时，不光是一部分是合一弟兄们的丰富。
This richness does not belong only to the unity of brethren。
这个乃是金钱派弟兄们的丰富。
This richness also belongs to the pietists。
所以当复兴的时候
，So during the revival，
这些通通加在一起。
When you add all of this together，
所以这种光景实在是非常非常荣耀的光景。
This became a very glorious condition。
你知道后来啊，威斯里约翰。
We know that John Wesley,
他有一天他访问了守望村以后
once when he went and visited Hernhut,
他写信给他的兄弟 Samuel,
he wrote a letter to his brother Samuel.
他说你知道吗？我现在正好在我们正好我现在正好是在有一般人他们的谈论都好像在天上一样的这样的教会
I am at a place where it's as if they are in heaven.
他们只有一位主。
They only have one Lord.
他们只有一个信心。
They only have one faith.
所以他们就一同来共享一位圣灵。
And they only partake of one Spirit.
而那个谦卑的灵，那个温柔和爱的灵。
The Spirit of meekness and love.
那结果就继续的叫他们所有的谈论都活过来了。
Which uniformly and continually animates all their conversation.
那也许我们会以为这刚刚他们复兴的时候情形。
Maybe we thought this was because the revival just happened.
刚刚复兴是1727年。
The revival happened in 1727.
但是当威斯利约翰来访问这个守望村的时候。
But when John Wesley went to visit Herrnhut,
已经11年过去了。
11 years had already passed.
当初温度很高，现在应该已经降下来了。
Or maybe there was fervent. The temperature was high at that time.
但是你知道威斯利约翰在日记上怎么说呢？
But what did John Wesley write in his diary?
他说我巴不得我一生能住在这里。
He said, I wish that I could live there forever.
他们什么时候这样的基督教能充满大地，像水充满海洋一样？
He said, Oh, when shall this Christianity cover the earth?As the waters cover the sea.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在你就知道
Now you know.
那个复兴是真的
That revival was real.
11年以后
11 years later.
那个光景叫威斯利约翰舍不得离开那个地方
That condition made John Wesley not want to leave that place.
他有一个祷告
He had a prayer.
他有一个祷告
He had a prayer.
他巴不得有一天这个巴不得有一天这样的基督教
He wanted that this Christianity
这样的教会的光景
This condition of the church
能充满大地
Could fill the entire earth
好像水充满海洋
As the waters cover the sea
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
那个复兴是真的
That revival was real
不光这样
Not only that
到了8月27号的时候
August 27th.
结果神给他们一个神给他们一个智慧
God gave them one
wisdom.
One wisdom.
所以他们就读圣经
They read the Bible.
这个智慧从圣经来的
And this wisdom came from the Bible.
他们读到以赛亚书62:6-7.
They read Isaiah 62:6-7.
他说耶路撒冷耶路撒冷啊我在你城上设立守望的
On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen.
他们昼夜必不寂寞呼吁耶华的你们不要歇息
All day and all night, they will never keep silent.
也不要使他歇息
You who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourself and give him no rest.
只等建立耶路撒冷使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的
Until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. When they read this passage, not only did the Lord give them light, the Lord gave them a very strong desire in their heart. The Holy Spirit gathered us up
before
24 brothers, 24 sisters,
每天祷告一个钟头
every day they prayed for 1 hour.
24小时守望祷告的。
They had a prayer vigil for 24 hours a day.
因为他们不要歇息。
Because they did not want to give rest.
他们也不要神歇息。
They did not want the Lord to rest.
他们要做一件事。
They want to do one thing.
一直等到建立耶路撒冷，他建立耶路撒冷。
Until he established Jerusalem.
不光这样。
Not only that.
使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
So that Jerusalem would be a praise in the earth.
耶路撒冷在圣经里面只做神的见证来说。
Jerusalem represents the testimony of our Lord Jesus in the Bible.
他们不止有了复兴
Not only did they have a revival
圣灵不止遇见他们
Not only did the Holy Spirit meet them
现在他们为着神的见证祷告
But they prayed for the testimony of the Lord
他们不是为自己祷告
They didn't pray for themselves
他们为全世界祷告
They prayed for the entire world
他们自己不歇息
They did not rest
也不使神歇息
And they did not allow God to rest
也是等到他建立耶路撒冷
Until he established Jerusalem
使耶路撒冷在地上可成为可赞美的
So it could be a praise in the earth
所以感谢主
Thank the Lord
从那天开始
From that day on,
每天这样的祷告
every day they pray,
每天这样的祷告
every day they pray,
我们后来读历史，很多弟兄姊妹知道了这一段圣经，在这段故事以后
so many people have heard the story before,
他们这样做，我们也这样做
many brothers said, well, we should do the same thing,
我们这样做，没有多久就有复兴了
and maybe we can have a revival too,
你可以试试看
try it,
你回去试试看
go home and try it,
没有几天就没有了
After a couple of days, you'll probably give up.
除非是复兴的工作。
Unless it's a work of revival.
除非是圣灵的工作。
Unless it's a work of the Holy Spirit.
他们祷告了一年。
They prayed 1 year.
2 years.
They prayed 2 years.
3 years.
They prayed 3 years. They would not give up.
他们也不让神歇息.
And they would not allow the Lord to rest.
10年过去了.
10 years.
他们还不歇息.
They still did not rest.
他们还不让神歇息.
They did not allow Lord to rest.
20年过去了.
20 years.
他们还是没有歇息.
They still did not rest.
30年过去了.
30 years.
差不多了吧.
That's about time, right?
40年又过去了.
No, 40 years.
50年又过去了.
50 years.
这个祷告,
this prayer.
祷告了100年.
Lasted 100 years.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
这不是复兴是什么?
If this is not revival,
你告诉我, 这不是复兴是什么?
If this is not revival,
如果只是一时的感动,
if it is just but a feeling at a moment,
5分钟的热血就完了,
5 minutes of a fervent,
但是你看见圣灵的工作,
but the Holy Spirit,
oh, 弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在他们祷告,
they prayed and prayed and prayed, until Jerusalem was a praise in the earth.
感谢主,
brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
因着他们的祷告,
because of their prayer,
65年以后,
65 years later,
从汉国, 从守望村,
from Herford,
他们送出300个传教士,
they sent out 300 missionaries.
是从来没有过的事,
something that never happened before.
在这以前,
before that,
有 Catholic orders, 有这个天主教里面的一些差会, 的确打发一些人出去的。
Actually, before that, there were Catholic orders that sent people out.
这是从来没有发生过的。
But then, this had never happened before.
后来我们知道有传教士送出去的。
We know that missionaries were sent out.
这些传教士都是训练好的,
but these missionaries were all trained.
训练好了然后把他们打发出去的。
After they were trained, they were sent out.
这些人不是。
But these were different.
因为他们太丰富了。
Because they were so abundant.
木匠知道不是为着自己活着的。
They knew that a carpenter didn't live for himself.
陶匠他知道不是为着自己活着的。
A potter didn't live for himself.
今天主可以把他摆在这里。
The Lord can put him here today.
今天主也可以摆在别的地方。
But the Lord can put him here another place.
弟兄姊妹你明白吗?
Do you understand?
这就证明说这里有一个这个大卫家的丰富的光景。
This proves of the richness of the house of David.
他们每天都在等着。
They are waiting every day.
他们这样做木匠。
One is a carpenter.
这样做鞋匠,
and one is a shoemaker.
有一天神可以用他们,
but one day the Lord will use them.
所以不要忘记了,
don't forget.
这个打发是全教会打发出去的,
when this was being sent out, the entire church was sent out.
教会打发出去的,
a church sent them out.
那个时候当初整个汉火不过是300人,
there were only 300 people in Hernhut.
65年以后,
65 years later,
他们出去的300人,
they were able to send out 300.
那应该没有人了。
But maybe there's nobody left.
但是一点你看越送人越多的,
but they kept sending more and more people out.
稀奇不稀奇,
is that quite amazing?
当着他们第一次要被送到这个丹麦丹熟的这个西印度的时候,
when they were about to be sent to the Danish West Indies,
他们听见了一个黑奴的一个见证,
they heard a testimony of a black slave.
但是有一个条件,
there was one condition.
如果你要到西印度去的话,
if you are to go to West Indies,
你要准备好你自己要做奴隶才可以,
you have to be a slave yourself.
结果他们弟兄说我愿意去,
some brothers said I'm willing,
但是信心倒不说,
but this is our,
你不能一时感动的,
don't just do it at a moment,
你要在树边等一年才可以,
you just don't do it immediately, you have to wait a year.
如果一年以后你还是要做奴隶, 我们就让你去,
if after a year you still feel you want to be a slave, then we'll let you go.
结果一定是两个人去的,
and then two people went.
结果第一次是一个陶匠一个木匠,
and then one potter and one carpenter went.
为什么叫木匠去呢?
Why did a carpenter go?
木匠在这里盖房子在那里要盖房子,
because they can build a house there as well.
所以在那里才能够把福音送出去吗?
So then they can send out the gospel.
所以你看整个教会他们的生活就是为了主而生活,
so the church life was lived for the Lord.
你看这不是复兴是什么?
If this is not revival, what is?
等到他们第一次把两个人送出去的时候,
when they sent both of these out the first time,
全教会聚在一起,
the entire church gathered
together,
they want to send them out.
圣灵感动他们,
the Holy Spirit touched them.
他们那个晚上,
that evening,
他们坐在那里,
they sat there.
他们一共唱了100首诗歌,
they sang 100 hymns
in one sitting. 他们坐在那里唱100首诗歌,
they sang 100 hymns in one sitting.
你今天唱了10首试试看,
try singing 10 hymns today. Try singing 20 hymns.
如果不是圣灵的感动,
if it's not the moving of the Holy Spirit, how can they sing 100 hymns in one sitting?
感谢主弟兄弟,
thank the Lord.
你看圣灵果然做了这个奇妙的工作,
the Holy Spirit did a wonderful work.
非常细细的工作,
it's an amazing work.
就把他们送出去了,
and they were sent out.
他们的全教会把他们打发出去,
the entire church sent them out.
全教会的祷告来托住他们的,
and their prayer was sustained them.
这个不是普通的把传教士送出去的,
It was not just a regular sending out of missionaries.
所以弟兄姊妹，
现
在你明白吗？ You understand?
This is a thought in the Bible.
什么是教会？
What is the church?
当我们的主行走在金灯台中间的时候，
When our Lord is walking amongst the lampstands.
圣经告诉我们，他身穿长衣。
He wore a long garment.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
他包括了所有他身上的肢体。
He encompasses and embraces every member.
什么是教会呢？
What is the church?
教会有一个心像基督的心。
The church has a heart like
你要爱所有神的儿女。
You need to love every brother.
他怎样包括他身上的肢体？他怎样包括他身上的肢体
？How he embraces the members.
我们也这样啊，包括所有神的儿女。
We should also embrace every child of God.
这是一面，另外一面。
That's one side.
在这里给我们看教会呢，用金灯台来代表。
On the other side, the church is represented by the lampstand.
金灯台什么意思
？What is the lampstand?
金灯台就是做见证的意思。
That is to be a testimony.
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
什么是教会
？What is the church?
教会一面有一个心像基督那样的心。
On one hand, the church has the heart of Christ.
要需要一个肩膀像基督那样的心。
You have to have the shoulder as of Christ.
所有这些这个地方的灵魂，通通是你的。
All these souls are yours.
弟兄姊妹
，Brother, sister,
现在你准备好了没？
Now, are you ready?
这一班弟兄们准备好了。
These brothers were ready.
他们种田是为着福音来种田。
They tilled the ground because it was for the gospel.
他们做裁缝是为着福音来做裁缝。
They were tailors to be tailors for the gospel.
等到有一天
，one day，
等到福杯满溢的时候
，when the cup overflows，
等到神祝福的时候
，when the Lord blesses，
他们可以在这边磨匠，也可以到那里做木匠。
They could be a carpenter here. They could be a carpenter there.
他们不是专门训练一般人怎么做传教士。
They didn't train people to be missionaries.
我知道现在怎么训练传教士。
I know how they train today.
那么有的人，有的人训练你的话
，when they train you today,
他一分分钱也不给你
，they might not give you a single cent.
然后把又把你送到墨西哥去
，and send you to maybe Mexico.
然后一个月才回来
，and then you come back.
看看你能不能回来
，see if you can come back.
弟兄姊妹，这个需要训练的
，this has to be trained.
他们也训练
，but they didn't.
他们怎么训练
？What did they do?
当他们过教会生活的时候
，when they lived the Christian life,
当他们彼此交通的时候
，when they had fellowship on one another.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
现在你看哪里都可爱。
Everywhere is love.
为着福音哪里都可以去。
For the gospel's sake, you can go anywhere.
所以你看福音就这样送出去。
So the gospel was sent forth.
所以摩尔维亚创造了个记录。
Moravia broke a record.
没有一个教会，单一的一个教会送出去那么多的传道人。
Not a single church had ever sent so many missionaries out.
后来 William Carey 凯瑞到印度去。
So William Carey went to India.
那个是浸信会的一个差会，要打发人出去的。
And that is when the Baptist Missionary Society sent the missionaries out.
Carey 做见证说
，Carey testified.
他的确得着摩尔维亚弟兄的帮助。
That he was helped by the Moravian brothers.
那不光这样
，Not only that.
大家还记得吗
？Do you remember?
摩尔维亚这班弟兄们
，The Moravian brothers.
他们的见证。
Their testimony
和后来在英国福音的火复兴的火有很大的关系。
Had much to do with the torch of the revival in England.
你知道谁使用威斯利约翰
？We know that God used John Wesley.
还有 Charles Wesley.
And also Charles Wesley.
还有 George Whitfield 这些人。
George Whitfield
在英国点起了复兴的火把。
And that torch was lit up.
那个时候英国堕落到一个情形。
At that time, England had fallen so much.
如果没有这一次复兴的话
，If we did not have this revival,
英国很可能有一次像法国那样的革命，热血革命。
They might have had a revolution just like the French Revolution, a bloody revolution.
但是感谢主
，Thankfully,
为什么英国没有？
Why did England not have?
因为借着威斯利约翰跟查理威斯利。
Because of John and Charles Wesley.
你看见说整个的英国不一样。
All of England was different.
所以弟兄姊妹，那威斯利约翰是怎么得到他的帮助
？How was John Wesley helped?
我们知道当他要到 Georgia 到美国 Georgia 去传道的时候。
We know before he went to Georgia in the United States.
有人说他还没有得救。
Some people said he actually wasn't a believer.
怎么知道呢
？How did they know?
自己知道。
He knew himself.
因为当他坐船经过大西洋的时候
，So when he was on the Pacific on a ship,
他是圣公会的圣品人。
He belongs to the Church of England.
所以他坐船的时候坐在最高等的那个最高等的房子里面。
So he actually was in first class on the ship.
他碰到一些德国人。
He met some Germans.
我记得不错，大概26个人。
Probably probably 26 of them.
那么这些德国人呢，在这个底下，在甲板底下。
And these 26 were in a lower class.
他们是很简单的弟兄们。
Very simple brothers.
他只知道他们是德国人。
He only knew they were German.
他自己是英国人,
he was an Englishman. And he was from the Church of England.
所以，但是结果神就送来了一阵风暴.
But then there was a storm.
结果你看他就害怕起来了.
He was afraid.
但是他却听见下面的这个摩尔维亚丁子民在那唱诗歌.
But he was able to hear the Moravian brethren, they were singing hymns.
他大大的受感动.
He was so touched.
他就接触了摩尔维亚的弟兄们.
And he was introduced to the Moravian brethren.
后来回到伦敦的时候,
so when he went back to London,
有一天参加摩尔维亚的聚会,
he attended a Moravian meeting.
还差15分钟9点.
It was 50 minutes before 9.
结果圣灵对威斯利约翰说话.
And the Holy Spirit spoke to John Wesley.
从此以后，威斯利·约翰完全不一样。
From then on, he was a changed man.
结果就借着威斯利·约翰跟查理·威斯利。
And through John Wesley and Charles Wesley,
结果就带进了一个大的复兴。
Brought in a huge revival.
弟兄姊妹,
great revival.
我们真是感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主实在做了一件奇妙的事。
The Lord did an amazing work.
不知不觉的,
unbeknownst to
这个复兴,
that revival
就带进了另外一个复兴，神旨意而回来。
They came back because of God's will.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你略有一点力量。
Even though you have a small power.
弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister.
但是你知道不知道?
Do you know?
如果我们真的走在这条的路上的话,
if we are to walk this way,
我们不知不觉的,
unbeknownst to us,
好像神的旨意在我们身上经过，有的时候就完成他一部分的旨意。
It's as if, as the Lord's will passes through us, that part of His will is accomplished.
所以这又是个重点.
This is another important.
还有一个重点.
Another important.
你遵守我的道.
You have kept my word.
这是不是光是明白我的道.
It's not that you understood my word.
今天你在神学院里面.
In seminary today.
在很多场合里面.
In many different situations.
你能明白我的道, 明白主的道.
You might understand God's word.
但这里不是.
But no.
乃是遵守我的道。
You have kept my word.
你很容易说神的话一点一话都不能废去。
You might say that you cannot just throw away literally every single word of the Bible.
你看见说神的话是非常严谨的。
God's word is very concise.
你相信每一个字每个句都是圣灵所启示的。
Every single word is inspired by the Holy Spirit.
你这句话可以说,
you can say that.
但是等到你遵行神的话的时候,
but when you are seeking after the Lord's word, many times we fail.
但是菲利斯非不是,
but Philadelphia was different.
你也遵守我的道。
You have kept my word.
没有弃绝我的名。
You have not denied my name.
所以弟兄姊妹，这又是个重点。
This is another important point.
然后看哪，我在你面前给你们一个敞开的。
And see, I will give you an open door.
那下面讲到犹太人。
Here we speak then, following we speak of Jews.
但是主明明说其实他们不是犹太人。
But here it says, but they are actually not Jews.
所以主的话讲得很清楚。
So very clear.
这个明明是腓立帖腓教会里面的情形。
This is the situation in the Church of Philadelphia.
那这什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
前面讲腓立帖腓。
It said Philadelphia at the beginning.
那是讲到弟兄相爱。
It speaks of brotherly love.
但是现在又讲到犹太教。
But now it speaks of Judaism.
这什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
你怎么明白这段圣经?
How do you understand this phrase?
我们看一下马太福音。
Let us turn to Matthew.
马太23章。
Matthew chapter 23.
第23章第8节。
Chapter 23, verse 8.
但你们不要受拉比的称呼，因为只有一位是你们的夫子，你们都是弟兄。But
do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, and you are all brothers.
这段什么意思?
What does that mean?
其实我们的主老早知道，有一天教会会走样子。Our
Lord knew way back that the church would be deformed.
所以主给教会一个警告。So
he gave a warning to the church.
有一天教会要犹太教化。One
day the church will be Judaized.
教会就像犹太教一样。The
church becomes Judaism.
犹太教有祭司，现在教会里面也有祭司。In
Judaism you have priests, now the church you're going to have priests as well.
主老早警告他的儿子教会。
The Lord forewarned the church many years ago.
那么主怎么说呢?
So what did the Lord say?
你们都是弟兄。
You are all brothers.
弟兄姊,
brothers and sisters.
没有居间的阶级,
there is no clericalism.
在这里给我们看见人与神之间, 你看见人,
everyone is a priest.
所以就说,
so the Lord said, you are all brothers.
但很可惜,
but sadly,
在教会历史里面,
in the history of the church, some people brought Judaism into the church.
所以教会就犹太教化了。
So the church became Judaized.
那现在明白吗?
Do you understand?
前面说你们, 前面说弟兄相爱,
at the beginning is brotherly love.
这里讲到犹太教,
it speaks of Judaism.
犹太人,
so when you put both of these together, what does the word mean?
你们都是弟兄。
You are all brothers.
菲勒切菲的特点是什么? 你们都是弟兄。
What is a special feature of Philadelphia? You are all brothers.
而且你们弟兄相爱。
Not only that, you love one another.
更重要的,
but more important,
犹太人要来在你脚前下拜。
And the Jews will come and bow down at your feet.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你如果仔细读这一段话,
if you carefully read these words,
你就知道说, 士美拿教会也好, 菲勒切菲教会也好,
you can see whether it be Smyrna or Philadelphia.
他们的难处就是犹太人的难处。
Their difficulty was the difficulty of the Jews.
你看得很清楚, 他们受了, 菲勒切菲受了许许多多的苦。
Very clearly, you see that Philadelphia suffered much.
那也是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
虽然他们受了很多的苦,
even though they suffered much,
就好像约瑟在他兄弟面前受, 兄弟中间受了很多的苦一样。
It's as if the same suffering that Joseph suffered among his brothers.
他们恨他。
They hated him.
后来他们卖他,
and then they sold him.
把他丢在坑子里面,
threw him into a pit.
然后给他父亲看见说, 他的儿子已经被野兽撕碎了。
And they showed their father that their brother was torn to pieces by a wild beast.
但是神怎么做呢?
But what did God do?
叫他的弟兄要在他面前下拜。
He made his brethren bow down at his feet.
你看见最后当约瑟真的坐在宝座上的时候,
so when Jacob stood on the throne,
他在荣耀里面的时候,
when he was in glory,
你看那个预言果然应验了,
you see that prophecy was fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹, 当你想到弟兄相爱的时候,
when you speak of brotherly love,
你不能不想到约瑟的故事,
you cannot help but think of the story of Joseph.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
这里告诉我们说, 对于菲勒切菲,
as to Philadelphia,
我要使他们来在你脚前下拜,
I will make them to come and bow down at your feet.
不光这样,
not only that,
也使他们知道我是已经爱你,
and to know that I have loved you.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这又是一个很重要的点,
another important fact.
所以当我们讲到预言和预言的应验的时候,
when we speak of prophecy and its fulfillment,
你一定要把几个点把它点出来,
you have to point out several different points.
然后我们回到教会历史,
and then we can go back to the history of the church.
然后我们要问说到底这只是理想呢, 还是教会历史上果然出现过呢?
Then we can ask, is it but an ideal, or has it actually happened and fulfilled in church history?
然后下面讲到遵守主忍耐的道,
then it speaks of keeping the word of my perseverance.
这个忍耐不是形容词。
This perseverance is not an adjective.
不是忍耐的道,不是。
It is not a persevering word.
所以在这里特别是讲到我的忍耐, my patience.
This is speaking of my perseverance.
The word of my patience.
The word of my patience.
所以这里给我们看见说我忍耐的道,
this is the word of my patience.
这个忍耐是基督的忍耐。
This patience is Christ's patience.
当人鞭打我们的主,
when the Lord was whipped and scourged,
戏弄我们的主,
when he was mocked,
但是你看见我们的主的忍耐是基督的忍耐,
but our Lord's patience was the patience of Christ.
他在十字架上面说, 父啊,赦免他,
on the cross he was able to say, Father, forgive them.
这个叫做我忍耐的道。
This is the word of my patience.
我们要遵守主忍耐的道。
We are to keep the word of the patience.
我们听见了主的话。
We've heard his word.
那个话告诉我们要像主一样的忍耐。
And his word is that we are to be patient as he was.
我们要走第二里路。
We are to walk the second mile.
我们要转过第二个脸。
We are to turn our cheek.
我们要给第二件衣服。
We are to give the second garment.
当你这样遵守山上教训的时候,
when you follow the Sermon on the Mount,
你看你这里有一个背景应许。
Here you see the promise of rapture.
背景在圣经永远和成熟连在一起的。
Rapture forever has to do with maturity.
这是什么意思?
What does that mean?
当你得到这个应许的时候,
when you gain this promise,
当你真的遵守了主忍耐的道的时候,
when you have kept the word of this
patience,
then you grow before the Lord.
生命长进了,
the spirit matures.
成熟了,
the life matures.
成熟了,
it matures.
所以现在麦子可以收割了,
so now the, you can harvest.
所以这个就是为什么就有了这样的应许, 给他们有这样的应许,
therefore you have this promise.
然后主说他要快来,
and then the Lord says, I will come quickly.
你要持守你所有的,
you need to keep what you have.
免得人夺去你的冠冕,
in order that no one will take your crown.
我们说过, 菲利非非知道自己有冠冕,
we know that Philadelphia knew it had a crown.
主说你有这个冠冕,
because the Lord said you have a crown.
但是你要持守。